This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 28th, 2016. I'm Caleb Brown. The profit margins for optometric services is goosed by the fact that they also tend to sell you the glasses. And the profession doesn't like new competition. A law in South Carolina may end the provision of so-called online eye exams there. Robert McNamara of the Institute for Justice has taken the case. We spoke earlier this month. So walk me through the process of getting a pair of glasses. You and I both wear glasses, and ever since I was a child, I understood the process. You should go in, talk to the optometrist, get your eyes checked, go out into the lobby, pick out some frames you like, and a few weeks later, you get a pair of glasses that you then wear to school and are either made fun of or...
In our case, made fun of.
Perhaps so. So what is wrong with that process, and why is that process something that ought to be challenged?
So what's wrong with that process is that for a lot of people, it's too inconvenient, it takes too much time, it requires too much travel. The way it traditionally works is you walk into a brick-and-mortar store, and they put the big space-age thing over your face. It's called a phoropter. And they show you different images, and you tell a guy standing in the room what you see. Is this better or worse? Is that better or worse? You self-report what you see, and that's the industry standard. And the thing is, in the modern era, with modern technology, with the internet, with smartphones, there's no particular reason that always needs to be done with a guy in the room. And that's the basic insight of this online startup out of Chicago called Opternative. Opternative offers a simple promise, which is a new eyeglasses prescription from the comfort of your own home using your computer and your smartphone. It shows you images similar to what you'd see by going into the optometrist's office. You interact with the technology to tell the technology what you see instead of telling a guy with a clipboard. And then their computer program collates all of your answers and emails it to an ophthalmologist who's practicing in your state. The ophthalmologist reviews your answers, and then he emails you an eyeglass prescription, if it's appropriate, and then you can use that prescription to buy glasses anywhere you want, not just buy glasses in the front room of the place where you got your eyes examined.
I feel like a lot of the legal arguments here would descend quickly into arguments about the technical requirements of this versus that method of getting your eyes checked. But what are the legal impediments to this kind of alternative being operated broadly?
The legal impediments actually aren't technical at all. So in a handful of states, really only a few states have passed laws that prohibit this kind of online eye exam, and we'll use South Carolina as an example. South Carolina has passed a law not because it thinks Opternative is dangerous, not because it thinks Opternative's prescriptions aren't any good. They've just passed a blanket prohibition on using any kind of automated process to conduct an eye exam. And because when you're using Opternative's technology, you are telling the technology what you see instead of telling a guy with a clipboard what you see. That violates South Carolina law. So the South Carolina law isn't any kind of medical mandate that you need to look for certain things, your prescription needs to fulfill certain criteria. It's actually just a mandate that there be a dude with a clipboard.
That intervention aside, what other states have a similar law?
So Opternative is up and running in about 39 states now. Three states have passed laws that have effectively shut them out of business. That's South Carolina, Georgia, and Indiana. All have laws on the books that basically make this kind of telemedicine for eyeglass prescriptions illegal, which is particularly ironic when you look at how these states regulate telemedicine generally. South Carolina actually just has an across-the-board law permitting telemedicine. As long as you're otherwise meeting the standard of care, if you're a doctor in South Carolina, you can practice telemedicine however you see fit, unless you're an ophthalmologist who is writing eyeglass prescriptions. Then you're flatly banned.
So what is the interest at stake here with this change?
What's actually going on here, the driving force behind these laws, are optometrists, because it turns out to be really profitable to send people out into that front room where you can send them eyeglass frames. The traditional business model of optometrists doesn't rely on making all of their money from giving you an eye exam. They make their money by selling you expensive eyeglass frames after they've given you the exam. And companies like Opternative break that link. Instead of going to a brick-and-mortar store where now you're in the store and you can be sold frames games at high rates, Optrenative just emails you a prescription, or rather, the doctor working with Optrenative emails you a prescription, and you can use it anywhere you want. You can buy glasses in town, you can buy glasses on the internet, and that is a huge threat to the business model of these established optometric chains.
The flip side of that is, of course, Warby Parker and other places that take a prescription, provide you with frames and lenses for those frames, but this is arguably the part that requires, I don't know, what, more know-how?
It certainly requires know-how, and you're getting a prescription from a licensed ophthalmologist giving you the correct lenses prescription, but it is a really useful pairing, I think, to online outlets like Warby Parker or others that have opened up access to eyeglasses. And I think what a lot of people do is they just wear their old glasses. They don't update their prescription because it's too much of a pain. I've had my glasses for years. But the problem is, in places like South Carolina, your eyeglass prescription expires after only 1 year. If you break your glasses 13 months after your last visit, if you just decide you want to update your prescription, get a new pair, you can't without going to a brick-and-mortar store. But that's actually insane. Nobody thinks you need a full-blown eye exam every single year. You should get a full-blown eye health exam periodically. Optrenative doesn't check for things like glaucoma. You should go be checked for glaucoma, but doctors will tell you that if you're otherwise healthy, you should probably do that between every 5 and 10 years. If you want a new glasses prescription every year, there's absolutely no reason you can't just get that through a service like Optrenative instead of going to an established brick-and-mortar optometrist shop.
All right. So what is the challenge that you guys have filed in South Carolina?
So the Institute for Justice has teamed up with Optrenative to file a lawsuit challenging South Carolina's ban on online eye care under the state constitution. South Carolina's constitution doesn't allow the government to regulate simply to protect the profit margins of established favored private businesses. And interestingly in this case, that's exactly what the state's governor has admitted is going on. When South Carolina initially passed this law banning Optrenative and other technologies like it, Governor Nikki Haley vetoed it. And she vetoed it, saying that this law serves no public health and safety purpose. This is just an attempt by the legislature to protect a favored economic interest group. The legislature overrode her veto, but IJ and Optrenative are taking exactly that argument to the South Carolina courts, urging them to uphold the South Carolina Constitution's protections for the basic right to earn an honest living. This case isn't just about eyeglasses. This is about the regulation of innovative technology more broadly. Every innovation, whether it's innovation in medicine, innovation in retail, innovation in anything else, is always going to interfere with the pattern of someone's established business model. The question in this case isn't just whether Optrenative can email you a new glasses prescription in the comfort of your own home. It's whether entrepreneurs, inventors, and technologists are going to be allowed to make your life better, or whether established businesses are going to be allowed to crowd others out of the marketplace.
Robert McNamara is an attorney at the Institute for Justice. Subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and with Cato's iOS app. And follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.